B-Pod Studios.
The sports song. This is El Puss. I was in the studio when they recorded this song.
Alright. Were they like members of other bands or anything like that? Or
no. They were, like, very into the Bad Brains.
Wow. Fred, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there is going to be an overtaking of the city starting today. They come from places like Syracuse, Syracuse, and Syracuse.
God, they haven't canceled it because they're impervious.
They wear the finest cheap suits. They all wish to one day be the next Tony Reale. Or possibly the next DA. The Sloan Analytics Conference has hit the city of Boston. As they all look alike, churned out of this machine. Well, young, in fairness, dumb, and full of stats.
There are 32 GM jobs. You might as well start working on it right now.
I went to this a couple years ago. Now, granted, there's a ton of big names who speak at this.
There's a ton of big names that speak at a lot of things that I would care not to attend.
But it's like an auditorium number one. How to suck the fun out of sports using numbers. Auditorium number two. How to sound like you're puking when you speak when on a sports broadcast. And in auditorium number three. How did I get laid? I don't know quite what the third one was. I think they kind of ran out of steam there. That's really all there is one and two.
I think I could teach room three. There's several years I could have taught room three.
I mean, it's amazing. I want to see what the panels are. Because, I mean, this is obviously meant to be for people who, you're right, Fred, want to be the next Moneyball guy.
Yeah, but the problem is there's 32 jobs. Like,
well, there's 32 jobs in one league. It's for, you got to think of all the different leagues that need people
okay.
like this.
So there's 120.
Okay, so I'm looking at this list of people. There's a pretty big names. A lot of athletes going to be there. But do you think, like, Nate Silver, do you think that he might be, like, when Han Solo shows up, Harrison Ford shows up at Comic-Con, like, everyone, like, ah!
Silver has zero credibility.
Is he the Lord amongst all of them?
No, because he was so off on that election. On that presidential election, off by such an outstanding amount.
Everyone was, though.
Rich, but that's his job. He's not a meteorologist. I mean, he's supposed to. He was off by an astronomical amount, and that's his job. If my job is to pinpoint, like, using all these metrics and everything, what's going to happen, and then I'm off by 50 percentage points, there's a problem. Like, you suck. Like, that's like the Kramer guy who during Fannie Mae was, like, saying invest in, like, real estate or whatever the hell the thing he did was. Like, when you F up like that, it's over. Like, you can't do that.
This is the Renaissance Fest for stats nerds. Because guess who else is going to be there? Bill James.
Well, I could have told you.
Bill James. Teach me the way.
Tweed jacket. Yes, yes. Hello. Yes, yes. Controversial, yes, yes. Bill James.
Tom Thibodeau will be there. Maybe it's going to be a stamp collecting seminar.
Oh, my God.
No, Thibodeau belongs. I mean, these are like-minded people.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
Thibodeau definitely belongs.
No, Thibodeau is a huge... He's a guy on his deathbed that's going to say, what have I done?
There's no videotape machine I can take with me?
No, he is going to say, I've lived my life in a horrendous way. I've given it all up, and that every minute should have been precious, and I gave it all up to stats and
watch
stamps.
Watch tape. That's it.
I mean,
like, you hear stories about him, like, he's never had, like, a girlfriend. Like, that he just has, like, he's, like, antisocial.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like, his life is basketball. That is his life.
Which, and he screws it all up.
Well, that's not really fair.
No, he screwed up Minnesota. He overplayed those kids. He kept them in. He kept them in blowouts. He messed them all up.
Well, he also was credited for a lot of the success of the championship Celtics team. I mean, he was the defensive mastermind of that team.
Fair enough, but I would have liked Garnett and Pierce and Allen on that team as well.
I mean, talent does win.
Nonetheless, he screwed up a bunch of the young talent on the Timberwolves, and that's a fact. You can Google it. He is so maniacal that they were running those kids like 35 minutes a night, 40 minutes a night.
I just don't know if you can be the main guy in today's NBA and be as, I don't want to say, it's not antisocial, but just not connected
No personality, like, you can't communicate. Yeah, like, he's obviously on some sort of spectrum. I mean, you can't just be that completely focused.
Oh, this is great. Meta World Peace is going to be on one of the panels.
So, did you
see panel? Which panel is Meta World Peace going to be on?
I don't know, but he's listed.
Did you see the documentary on him?
I did not.
I bet it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's fascinating.
But he's, like, really smart. Like, he just needed
Is he smart, or is he one of those guys that, like, Like Kyrie Irving?
No.
Okay.
The problem with him is that he wasn't medicated, and so now that he's medicated and gone through psychotherapy,
he
never was dumb. He was just
thought of him as being dumb.
No,
I mean, he made some bad decisions.
You could have thought someone was dumb who changed their name to Meta World Peace and things like that. No, he comes off as. He comes off as a smart guy. It's a good one. It makes you like him.
But well, he's also a good rapper.
Like, when he was at St. John's, like, the coach was just like,
I think it was Jarvis back then.
He was just like, it's like, there's nothing I could do. Like, he would, like, chuck the ball up in the stands at practice, and they just run out. He'd get in fights. Like, he was out of control. He's from the Queens, that terrible project.
Here's some of the panels that they have here at the Sloan Conference. Hockey Analytics, a face-off with data.
How cleverly named.
Ken Jennings is going to be here.
It says, okay.
An omnibus conversation with Jeopardy GOAT Ken Jennings and Nate Silver.
Okay, so his memorization skills are something that we should all look up to?
I guess so.
What a waste of time. Like, I'm really good at Jeopardy. Wow, you memorized a bunch of crap. You got a photographic memory. Congratulations. What am I supposed to learn from you?
How about leveraging technology to uncover gems presented by Hook It? All right.
I don't even know what that is.
How big is your Jumbotron? Optimizing the venue experience.
Who's speaking of that one?
Wordplay.
That would be nobody I know. I clicked on it. I don't know any of these.
I have the website up. There's one called Leave Your Shoes at the Door by DA.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is one the Bad Girl Boys should get to. Finding the favorite, engaging fans and bettors. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Vegas Dave, not there. Save the data, the future of data and technology. Mm-hmm. MLS growth story, a conversation with Don Garber and Jonathan Kraft.
Well, that's Jonathan Kraft, that's, I won't say anything.
How about basketball analytics? Nothing but net rating. That's an analytics joke.
Sam, go ahead. Sammy, come on now.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. You're on.
Come on, boy.
Sam.
Oh, hey, so I got a great story about Ron Artest back when he first joined the Bulls. I won't tell you how I know this, but he got called into the GM's office one day with his agent, and the GM looked at him and said, Ron, I got this phone call from the manager over at Best Buy in Schaumburg.
Yep.
And
it's in the documentary. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the same guy that's on the cool documentary with Ron Art. Sorry, with Dennis Rodman, a guy named Wally Blaze used to be the assistant athletic trainer. Had a great story when we were playing beer league hockey down in Atlanta one day. So,
Fred, can you tell me the story? Because this guy's not doing a very good job.
He stole something from Best Buy.
All right. Oh, he stole something? Okay. Okay.
Like, when he was really rich, he, like, walked out with, like, a TV from Best Buy.
Okay, how about this panel that's at the Sloan thing? The dark arts. What the sports world can learn from chess. A panel discussion and chess simulator with GM Robert Hess. Oh, my word.
How many panels are there?
A ton. There's like 30.
They gotta make it worth your while, you know what I'm saying?
Threes and Freeze, the evolving nature of basketball. Pass the secret sauce, learning across sports. Who's the secret sauce one? Mm-hmm. These are so nerdy. Like, so nerdy. And there's one that's just a one-on-one with Enes Kanter because he's that interesting. So there you go.
See, I would like that.
See, I like Enes Kanter a lot. I mean, you want to talk about the most interesting man in the world. But, I mean, making the right play, optimizing the NBA season structure. There's some really weird stuff in here.
All right.
There's some decent guests. Like, guys, I wish I knew all these people were in town. Hmm. Is Larry Fitzgerald going to be there? I don't imagine Larry Fitzgerald being a great guest. Like, Larry Fitzgerald almost seems like too nice of a guy. Like, I love Larry Fitzgerald. I'm a huge fan of his. But, I mean, do you think that he's somebody? See, Meta World Peace. Now we're talking.
Yeah, that's going to have some.
Oh, Mike Leach is in town?
Yep. Oh. Yeah, Dan just told me.
Man, missed out on that.
Yep. All right. We will be back in just a moment.
Tucker and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. I am, I'm wondering if I should get my back waxed again before I go to Aruba.
I thought that was a given. If you're gonna parasail, right?
Well, I thought waxing lasted a while. I've never done it, but I thought it was like a wax was several. Let me see. Oh, dude, you're fine.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad at all.
You're completely fine. Matter of fact, you lifted it up, and I didn't even see any hair.
All right. Well, I mean, I gotta keep up appearances when I have the coronavirus, and they sequester me in my hotel room, and I just take FaceTime videos. And...
Well, I didn't tell you what I'm facing this weekend.
Was that?
So this is like not the first year I've done this. So
you got to go camping?
No, it's not the camping, but I'd rather go camping. So once a year, my kid's school does this thing where they all go, it's an invite, and you can go to ski for the weekend, and they have rented out this small lodge, and all the rooms are for families that are going to be there. Last year we went. And out of the 20 kids that attended, two of them broke bones. So that's a nice 10% rate of kids who broke bones, because what they end up doing is they end up going skiing with, some of the kids are pretty good and some of the kids can hardly ski. So there'll be a couple kids that'll want to go down like a blue, which is kind of a intermediate type of trail. And the kids who don't know how to ski will go, okay, and go behind them. And next thing you know, crack collarbone. Broken leg.
I broke a man's leg myself doing just that.
But that's not even the crazy part. Like, the skiing part I like, because you get to kind of get out there and you're kind of either on your own or you can ski with your kids. That's fine. It is two straight evenings of being in a hotel with your kids and all of their friends. It's like being at a weekend-long birthday party. That doesn't end.
You know what's going to be fun without the fun part? Is baseball heaven. Right there in middle of Long Island, where my child will have a weekend baseball tournament that I'm required to go to. And we will be at, a garbage hotel, from everyone I heard, with all the kids. And there will be no fun.
Yeah.
There will be no skiing. There will be nothing.
Well, you have the baseball game at least, right? That's the equivalent.
Four of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun to watch. I don't even know how much my kid's going to play. I don't even know where on the team he's going to be. There's a chance that he plays like one game.
This is every door is like just kids running into everyone else's rooms, going through everyone else's crap, screaming, throwing stuff. Matter of fact, they had to make it this year that in order to do it, the school had to agree to buy out the entire hotel because there were so many complaints of kids destroying everybody else's room. They would go into people's rooms that like weren't even part of the school and just like start throwing stuff and going crazy. So I told my wife, I was like, and by the way, there are fun parts of it because the parents do get to go to other rooms and kind of drink. And once the kids get a little bit older, you don't have to worry about them as much.
Right.
So that's okay. However, I told my wife and I was like, hey, I'm not going to be a dark cloud over all this weekend. I'm not, because there are parts of it that are fun. But I'm going to disappear for like an hour at a time. And you're just not going to know where I am. And I'm just going to go away. Now, whether it's to across the street to the little bar that's there or whether it's to take a nap for an hour, there's going to be moments where I'm just going to pull the ripcord and say, I got to get away from this.
That's nice. I couldn't do that when I was in the Keys. If I left for an hour, there would have been a search party.
So I let her know ahead of time. I want her to know this is something that's going to happen. So you don't be surprised. Because yeah. I remember I tried to pull that last year, and I immediately started getting texts. Where are you? Where are you? And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's the Irish goodbye. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to just, you're not going to know it, but I'm going to be missing.
Yeah, call Dan O'Brien for advice. Yeah, nine people.
I invented that, John.
Nine people. Yeah, that's
especially around you.
Nine people in the Keys, and no one, and they had to know where I was at every moment of the day. Every moment. What's he doing? Going on? What's going on? What's going on? Go to therapy. So
has that talk ended? Have they stopped talking about that?
Well, the conversation. My wife talked to one therapist, but they didn't have any room, so the therapy thing has slowed down.
Okay, well, that's good.
No one's mentioned it. Nice. My parents haven't mentioned it.
Out of sight, out of mind. You just had to get away from the trip, and everything's working.
No, it's just, you know, there's nine people, and if one of them goes away, I mean, you got to know where they are. You know, you can't. And I was never I was never 100 yards away from anyone. Mm-hmm. But if I was 90 yards away, it was not good. Not good. Where's Fred? What's going on? Where's Fred? Freddy! What's he doing? What's good? Shut up. Leave me alone.
That's what you say. I'm taking the kids out. Because then they can't complain. You got the kids. But sometimes you find more peace when you're just with the kids.
Well, what's fun is that I was the only one who played with the kids
in
the Keys. Which I don't mind doing, but if I play with the kids all day and then I don't want to go out to dinner, go F yourself. Where's Fred? Why does he want to go out to dinner? What's going on? What's going on? Why can't he go out to dinner? This is the second time he didn't go out to dinner. Why can't he go out to dinner? What's going on? Mm-hmm. Shut up. Just go. Just go. Just go without me. Just leave. God, that trip sucked. Just go away. Just don't worry about me so much. Mm-hmm. Don't concern yourself with my whereabouts.
See, that's why this is going to be so glorious, is that you're just going to be with your wife, you're going to go to Aruba, and then you're going to get trapped there because of the coronavirus.
Right. And then the worst place is to be trapped in Aruba. Yeah, that's real great. Nothing like being told you can't leave.
Just for 2 weeks.
I actually like had someone say that. I mean, worst place to be than Aruba. Nope. There's no good place to be when you're on lockdown. But they're not letting anyone in from China or Italy, Aruba.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the... There's four countries, I think.
Yeah, they just straight up ban it.
Yeah. Well, you know that all of these sporting events in Italy have been canceled for the next month and a half. Like, I mean, everything has been canceled.
Yeah, I'm wondering... I'm wondering if we've reached a place where it's getting a little ridiculous.
You say that, but it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
No, I understand. I'm not dismissing it. Believe me, in the back of my head, you know, I don't want to be, you know, quarantined.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's in the back of my head. I mean, I'm not afraid of getting sick, but I'm afraid of the repercussions of getting sick.
I heard John Oliver say something this past weekend, which actually made a lot of sense. He goes, well, you know, the report's coming out that it's only 2-3% of the people who get it end up dying. And he goes, the TV show The Leftovers was about 2-3% of people missing, and they made a show about it.
Yeah.
So 2-3% of people get this and they die. Dude, that's massive.
Yeah, I'm like worried more about my parents than I am about, you know, I'm just worried about getting quarantined. I don't like that stuff.
Well, there's that boat right now, that cruise ship.
Well, you're out of your mind if you get on a cruise ship. As much as I think that this might be a little overblown in that, I mean, because it's getting to be mass hysteria, but I mean, what do I know? But it just seems that, I mean, it's all anyone's talking about. And I don't know. Whenever it's just all anyone's talking about, it mm-hmm. just seems like maybe we're going crazy a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, I will say you are out of your mind if you get on a cruise ship.
Oh, there's no question.
Because by the way, on a cruise ship, like
there's cases where everyone gets diarrhea. Like, it doesn't take, like, a super virus to get you sick on a cruise ship. Now, I don't mind cruising if it's a huge boat. But, I mean, there's cases where they quarantine people on ships all the time. It doesn't have to be the coronavirus.
Now, the only thing I don't know is if they're quarantined to the room. If they are,
Yes, your meals are brought to you, 3 meals a day. You can't leave your room, Rich.
Imagine if you got one of those that doesn't even have the window.
Oh.
Well, then that's on you for taking the cruise.
I mean, it's true. But one of the weirder stories that came out was that XFL game had one of the people who's working the concession stand. They had the coronavirus at the game this past weekend, which they said 22,000. February 22nd was when it happened.
I mean, if you go out to eat, if you go get a sandwich, I mean, anyone could have it. I mean, people are going to touch your crap. I mean, there's no avoiding it.
Is that a shirt?
I may be stepping in.
Also, DA wants to touch feces. I don't know why.
I have something called the footsie virus.
Yes, that is weird. But there was a third coronavirus case in Massachusetts. It was a woman in Middlesex County. She recently traveled to Italy. There was that New Hampshire thing. Oh, what was the story? It was like, because I know that the person in New Hampshire who worked at the hospital ended up testing positive with the coronavirus. They told her to quarantine herself, and she ended up going to that event on the Friday night.
Right.
And now the event place, you know, they've got everyone's being sprayed. Everything's being sprayed down. Somebody who was at the event ended up getting the coronavirus from it as well. It was some Dartmouth, like
the campus of Dartmouth College.
Okay, it was on the campus of Dartmouth College
for like a medical community,
the lowest of the Ivy Leagues. I just go ahead and give me the coronavirus now. Just get it out of the way. I'll take a light cold for a few days.
Well, no. Stay home for 2 weeks. You want to stay home? You just complain about it.
No, just give it to me, and then, like, I don't know about it. Like, I just give it to me, and I'll just think I have a light cold, and then I won't know about it.
Well, then you infect everyone around you.
Yeah,
That's
but
the
there's
problem.
Nothing I can do about it.
You could stay home.
If I don't know I have the coronavirus, I can't stay home.
Well, of course. Well, that's why there needs to be more test kits.
That's why it keeps spreading.
Don't have any.
Well, I understand that, but just get it out of the way already. Bird, we've had someone on hold for 15 minutes, and Bird has not put what they want to talk about in yet. Now he's just telling Dan.
What?
Well, you said it's the same guy that called in earlier.
But there's no.
I forgot to put it in my bag.
You forgot to put it in his bag for 15 minutes.
And there's one call. He forgot. Do you notice how
he's headphones?
Do you notice how? Yeah, he's listening to something that's not the show. Which I'm not kidding. Do you see how annoyed he is? Yeah. That I asked him to put the information on the caller. Like, he's legitimately annoyed at me.
The tensions are already high. I'm thinking about that dude who just flew from Nashville to here and went through Logan who had the coronavirus.
Come on. I mean, you're going to get it anywhere. I mean, the airport is any more than anywhere else.
Well, I would say it is because there's a bunch of international travelers.
No.
It's definitely a higher shot.
No, they don't let the people in from the places that have it.
What's that, Dan?
The story in the Globe today about a gentleman from Brookline who had to self-quarantine himself. And
he just keeps going out.
In the 14 days that he self-quarantined himself, he, quote, despite his best intentions, self-isolating proved impossible. He's 45. He's from Brookline. He had to rent a car. He had to stop for dinner. He had to check in with the Airbnb host.
Yeah, I mean,
he had to go to the supermarket.
I mean,
why don't you just go to the airport and sneeze everywhere?
It doesn't matter where you go. I mean, the airport's no worse than a mall or a stupid being outside.
Well, I would say that is worse because you have people internationally flying into
but
the airport.
But they're not coming from the places that have it. And if you're not in an international terminal, who cares? Which I will be in.
Cool.
And I haven't washed my hands once in 5 days. No, I've actually been washing my hands. Against all my instincts, I've been washing my hands.
Did you see the woman who was announcing not to touch your face?
Yeah, right.
She touched her face.
Like, I'm going to stop picking my nose, right? Okay. Maybe I'll fly home from here.
It's impossible to not touch your face for a minute.
Are you really thinking about not touching your face?
Oh, it's in my head. Like, all the time.
No. You're going to go crazy.
Well, somebody says don't touch your face, that's all you think about is touching your face.
Listen, as obsessive, and I have every mental problem on the planet, don't worry about touching your face. Get it out of your head. You're going to touch your face.
It's in my head.
There's a point where you're going to get it, or you're not going to get it. Like, it's not, like, oh, thank God I would have gotten real sick if I would have touched my face. Thank God I didn't touch my face. There's some things that's completely unrealistic. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, I mean, unless it's on something like a door handle. You're not going to breathe it in where you would touch the door handle, then you would.
I understand, but if it's about, I mean, you're going to touch things. You have to understand where I'm coming from. I mean, you're going to touch things. I mean, it's impossible to go life without it.
I wore gloves when I voted the other day.
Because you wouldn't want to pick up the pen.
I'm not joking. Yeah. I wore gloves when I went.
Yeah, what a nerd you voted.
Loser.
Yeah.
But then again, like the block that I vote has a ton of people with like masks, wearing masks, like, even on normal days.
But the mask doesn't help you not get it. The mask is only if you have it.
Yeah. Well, once again, that's even more concerning.
Right. I mean, so why
that
wear
means
a mask?
That maybe those, no, that maybe those people with masks have it.
I don't know. You're freaking out. It's
a little bit because it's everywhere.
Yeah,
as I said,
you're
freaking out. If you went home and you walked around your neighborhood and you saw on a regular basis people wearing masks all around you, that'd freak you out a little bit.
I've reached a point where it's just going to happen or it's not going to happen. I've reached the point where there's no way it's this bad. I think they got everyone all riled up, and just whatever. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. I've been washing my hands. What else do you want from me? When I pee here, I wash my hands. That's what I don't want.
It's a major league concession.
I am washing my hands so I cannot be accused of getting anyone sick.
So when did this start? When did you start washing your hands after peeing?
Monday?
Yeah, I know. This is a big deal. I saw him do it. I entered the bathroom after him, and I saw him physically go to the sink. I'm like... What universe am I in?
You want to talk about burying the lead?
No, this is a big deal.
I mean, this is major news. No,
Fred has been I've been yelled at for suggesting that Fred wash his hands after peeing. So this is huge.
I've been washing my hands, and I went to the gym yesterday, and I yes, I'm fat. I went to the gym yesterday, and I washed my hands before I ate. Mm. So I've been washing my hands 8 times a day. But then I go downstairs and I buy a soda and I touch the machine and I'm like, this is all for naught.
Use your elbow on that. Or you put your sleeve over your hand, then you press it. I do it every time.
I know. You're not going to ever get sick. You've got it.
Paranoid about six years ago about germs.
I know. I know. I understand. But if you use your elbow, you're never going to get sick. All right.
Well, you know that. You saw that video of Mike Pence. He's high-fiving people with his elbow now.
Well, he's going to pray on it.
Well, I mean, listen, that's how they make the AIDS go away.
Well, listen, if you get an abortion, you have to bury something. That was his big deal. That was his thing to stand on in Indiana. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up in the stack?
Oh, so you thought that Peyton Manning was the only person ESPN might go after for their Monday Night Football job. There is another quarterback, not Drew Brees, whose name is being tossed around as a backup plan if they can't get Peyton.
All right, here are the headlines.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the Stack.
985, the Sports Hub. The Stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale, no down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Go to windownation.com.
Fred, somebody from South Carolina, I believe is where this number is from, has my number and is texting me. Obviously, it's a wrong number, but look at these two different texts I got on two different days if you want to read those.
How much a G? This YG. I need another G. White boy trying to shop. So he's looking for a gram of something.
Is it Stitches? Is all of a sudden Stitches wants that?
No, Stitches deals weight.
Well, listen, he only does bricks, right?
Yeah, he deals weight. Come on. No. He's not worried about grams.
No, I mean, you know what he's selling. Everyone knows. He loves selling blow.
Which he really does because he announces it. Like all big-time drug dealers.
So I just text him back, new phone, who dis?
Just text him back and go, I don't know. I can't say anything.
He also left me like a 4-second message. It's just a bunch of stuff in the background.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my phone's like, hey, leave a message. You know, it doesn't sound like probably who he thought it was going to be, but he still continues to text me. But whoever it is, this poor guy needs another G.
Because he got the first G.
Well, he said, how much a G? And then he goes, I need another G, white boy trying to shop. So hopefully he got to shop.
Yeah.
And he got his G.
It sounds like someone you could
get to spend a lot more money than the product you have is worth.
Well, someplace I know, Fred, that you're going to be spending a lot of money. Yesterday on the company's Facebook page, it was announced that Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville is opening in Boston this summer.
Why? Where are they putting this
thing? Why?
Because
why would you go there?
Love the laid-back lifestyle that Jimmy Buffett brings.
Right, in downtown Boston, that's right. Or anywhere in Boston.
Sometimes you need to find your paradise in those cold winter months.
Someone call in and tell me why you would possibly walk through the door of that place.
Because, Fred, it's all about the attitude and not about the latitude.
Then go to Chili's. They hang crap on the wall.
Listen, not like this. Can you get a cheeseburger in paradise there? I don't think
so. You want, like, exceptionally mediocre food, and just to, like, why would, of all the places, and by the way, it's not cheap.
Two-Town Ricky Ricardo.
Go to a million, Buffett concerts. Go to a million of them. I've been to a Jimmy Buffett restaurant, unfortunately, because it was beyond my control.
You couldn't control your awesome party urges.
I didn't want to sit on the ship, and the only place to go was, literally the only place to go was Jimmy Buffett's. And the people that were on the dumb carnival cruise were having the time of their lives. They couldn't have been happier. Oh, we're in Turks and Caicos? Yeah, drop us off on a concrete bridge with a Margaritaville on it in an oil rig that's, like, down the on the water.
Now, they are not announcing yet where it's going to be, but it is indeed coming, like the plague.
Explain to me why in a million years you'd walk through the doors of that place.
What part of town is perfect for Jimmy Buffett's butt? Should they just put it where the old beachcomber used to be?
I was just going to say, South Shore, kid.
Okay, if I'm on the water, why would I go into a place to fake that I'm on the water?
Quincy's beautiful. I don't know what your problem is.
Because there's kind of phone water. Calls that I need information on. I know it bothers you, but I know it's very annoying for you. Why would you walk through? Like, what in the world would you be thinking to walk through the doors of that place?
Because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, Fred.
No, it's 5 o'clock when it's 5 o'clock.
No, you're not, go, good. You're not on Beach Island time, then, Fred.
You know, go to a bar and get a beer at 8 in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, you can go anywhere. Fred, that's your problem.
Can't get the cool shirt.
Yeah.
You can't get the cool shirt, Fred. Let's go ahead.
Pastels are important.
I would go in there to see the ladies in sandals.
Mm-hmm. Now you're talking. Mm-hmm. Oops, you stepped on a burger in paradise. All right, read the Facebook.
The Facebook says, it's all about attitude, not the latitude. Boston's getting a Margaritaville restaurant this summer.
No, you're like, do they give you a lobotomy? Like, do you think you're on the beach?
Yeah. Come on, Fred.
Oh, boy. Neil, you're in one in Florida right now?
No, I'm not in one currently, but it's a state of mind, so I can be in one wherever I want.
See, now this guy's talking my language.
Hey, fellas, you don't know a good swingers joint around Boston, do you? Now we got one.
Because that's exactly what I envisioned. Fred, he nailed it.
It's just,
have you ever been? Okay, remember that guy we knew who used to be a swinger? Remember that guy we knew used to be a swinger?
Yes.
And like, there was those actual swingers clubs that you would go to? Remember when we went to the websites, there was a picture of him on it? That's where we're like, oh my God, what's he doing on the swingers club website? But do you remember what all the rest of the people looked like?
Yes.
It was like,
it was disgusting.
It was like 90% of the people looked like they weren't baked right. Like, they're like, it was like Hills Have Eyes situation.
Cross-eyed, their eyes were too close.
That's how I imagined.
Weird ears.
That's how I imagined Margaritaville's crowd looking like as they come walking on. Hey, bright lights and parrots and shiny things.
I don't understand it at all. I get the appeal of Buffett. It takes you, when you listen to music, it takes you, you pretend that you're in the lifestyle and that there's not a care and you got your feet in the sand. Fine. I understand the appeal of a Jimmy Buffett concert. You get drunk, you hang around, it's like-minded people. Fine. All that, I'm not going to judge you. His music sucks, but I'm not going to... He wrote one good book, A Pirate Looks at 50. I don't judge you. If you walk into a Margaritaville, something is going on in your life that needs to be checked out. I want to pay a lot for mediocre food. And to look at tchotchkes on the wall. Like, why?
You, sir, what do you think about it? Crash. What are you doing here?
He's first in line.
Yeah, and Crash would go, but he also goes to Disney World by himself.
I'll give them this much credit, if anything. They don't come up with, like, goofy names for their food. The only thing they do have is, like, a category called Cheeseburgers in Paradise. But then it's just, like...
Yeah.
Crab cakes, New York Strip. Although you have Jimmy's Jammin' Jambalaya, so the jambalaya actually rocks out.
Yeah, he makes it. I bet those crab cakes are real good. I bet you they catch the crabs right out of the old sea.
The freshest of catches.
That's right. Like, they don't come frozen from, like, Schenectady. Ugh.
We should do some sort of bet, and if Fred loses it, he has to go to Margaritaville.
I won't give him my money. I'll sit there.
I'll pay for it just to get the audio.
No, I don't. It's not me spending the money. It's like I won't give them money.
Do you remember that movie, The Omen, where that kid, they drove him by the church and he started screaming and his head started steaming? That's Fred going
I'd rather go to church than go to Margaritaville.
Wow. Now that's saying something. All right.
Away, Satan, away.
No, I don't. Not Satanist. I'm agnostic. I don't want to go to church.
So I'm wondering where they would put this because they're not mentioning it.
Well, it's got to be downtown, right?
Yeah. I would assume.
See, don't put it in. Don't put it at the TV
Can you imagine if you
don't
go
put it in that complex?
Actually, specifically, that's where they would put it. That's actually a good call.
Can you imagine going to Boston? Because I understand even going to the Bull and Finch. I understand.
Go to Cheers, yes.
I get it.
I like that TD Garden thing they've got going. Like, the Arclight Theater's great. I really like what's the name of that giant sports bar they have? That's pretty fantastic.
Dude, I'd go to Sammy
Hagar's. Guy Fieri's is even all right.
I'd go to Sammy Hagar's place because it would be funny.
It'd be hysterical.
I would go. I'm going on some stupid pirate cruise when I'm in Aruba because Crash suggested it. So I'm not above doing corny crap. I don't get why you would give them $1 of your money. Such a laid-back lifestyle. That guy lives in a boardroom.
All right.
I wish you had a pencil and mustache. The Boston Blackie kind.
Or maybe like Somerville. Do you think they'll pop it over by the...
No.
Somerville isn't Scream Buff.
No. Oh, what if they put it in... What if they put it in the Encore?
Ooh. Well, then the Encore goes down about five levels.
there's room for
because
it.
They are looking to kind of, like, they just put, like, a taco truck in there. They're looking to get kind of
I was just in there. I know exactly where they'd put this.
Yeah. Good. If your idea for your casino is wanting to get it to be like a beach.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.